Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. All right, let's talk about vision. What does vision mean to you? Now, in business, people talk about vision all the time. We talk about it when it comes to your brand, when it comes to your business planning. And one thing I learned from a mentor named Todd Herman, who has worked with athletes and entrepreneurs and many, many successful people, is that having a strong vision is not a predictor of success. Now, a lot of people will tell you that it is, but I believe him. I believe him. And here's why, is because I have spent a lot of time visioning what I would like my business to look like. And when that time has not been backed up by execution, nothing's happened. I've stayed stuck or in the same place. So even if you have a vision, if you don't do something about it, nothing's going to happen. So it's okay if you don't have a strong, powerful vision for your business. As you move forward, you're going to create some of that vision. So maybe you have an idea of what you want the next month to look like. Maybe it's as short a time frame as a month. Or maybe you do have a vision for what you'd like to have or be, or where you'd like to be in 1 or 5 or 10 years. But vision isn't just about, you know, your revenues and your margins and things like that. It's a place where you get to be creative and flexible and ambitious and a dreamer again. It's like tapping into that inner child where you're like, man, what would be so cool and amazing? And how could I transform this industry? Or what could I do that would just solve this problem that drives me crazy and live in a world where it's awesome? And you know, it's taking the time to define your vision and be as clear as you can and as focused as you can on what this dream of yours looks like or what this ambition of yours looks like. So for example, if you're like, you know, I want to be able to work from anywhere in the world, then put that down when you're writing out what your vision might be. If you have a specific dollar amount you'd like to be making, put that down in your vision. And I think vision is really important, not only for you as a business owner, but it's really important for your employees and the people that you bring into your business to help you create this thing that you've got going on. And when you can have a clear vision that's compelling and exciting and meaningful, I think so many people in the workplace are looking to be a part of something like that. I also believe that it's important for you to have a vision for your customers because you are the guide on this journey that they are on. And if you can show them what is possible for them and what they can become or what they could create or do or have because of what you're offering them, it's so much more compelling. We are emotional buyers. People don't buy off of logic. They justify their purchase with logic, but they buy because they feel the emotion of the possibility that what you have to offer is the vehicle that will take them to the destination that they want. So if you can really clarify what that destination is and paint that picture in your vision, I think you're going to have an irresistible way of speaking and engaging with your customers and your employees and even yourself on those days when it gets tough that will help you drive your business forward and create something that has never been done before. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do 3 things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. Number two is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number two, the number three is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.